Yeah. Well, when this village was built, did it bring a lot of people into Alexander City from other surrounding areas in Alabama, or was it did it employ just mainly the locals?
Back then, most of the people in Tallapoosa County lived on the farm. Of course, they had plenty to eat, but they didn't have any money. And all the little outlying communities all flocked to Alexander City.
Where did you live at this time? Were y'all still living on the farm?
Yeah, we're still living on the farm.
I was still living on the farm when you started working at the mill.
To give you a little background on that, my mother, I had three sisters and my mother. And her daddy died, and he was a farmer of the family. And when he died, they had no way to really live, you know. So they all came, all the girls came to Ellis City and went to work in this for Russell Manufacturing. And my grandmother then, she moved to the Russell Mill Village and rented a house, and her and her four daughters lived there until they all each got married.
Yeah. Can you think of any interesting stories that might have come out of working in this cotton mill? I know it was at an earlier period when the child labor was really bad and the women labor as well. But like you just said, there were a lot of women that did work in this mill.
Oh yeah, you know, a family of a man, his wife, and a bunch of children, no more than they made, two just about had to work to survive. But not really. I just remember working there.
Well, was it like really hard work? I mean, how many hours a week or a day?
Well, I just worked 8 hours a day.
Oh, really? Okay.
That was right after they passed the National Relate NRA, wasn't it? That's when the 8 hour day and
right, the labor laws.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you worked overtime, you got time and a half.
So that law was just passed?
Yeah, that was just passed when I went to work. But a lot of the old timers there, talking to them, were talking about the time when Russell was just starting out, you know. They worked from dust to dawn to dust.
Right.
You know, I know they paid you so much a day, and whatever they got, a set a day, you had to work.
Were they using these kerosene lamps to light in the mills at night?
Yeah. No, they had electricity. And I'll tell you a little story.
All right.
On this. Where they built Martin Down on Martin Dam on the Tallapoosa River, the Alabama Power Company coming there to build the dam. Mr. Russell, way upstream from him, he started him a dam. He said, "I'm going to dam it before the water gets to y'all." And he made a deal with them then, with Alabama Power Company. He got free electricity for, I forget how many years.
For not building
the dam. And then he turned around and sold electricity to all the people in his mill building. You know?
So
we're
talking about
he was a good businessman.
Smart businessman.
Right.
So he could have been just bluffing, actually.
Right, he could. But it was always still there now. It used to be an old piece of cement there. That's where he started the bell again. But he made a believer out of him. That's just good.
Yeah. Is his mansion still around today in Alexander City?
Yes.
Is it, who owns it?
It's probably still in the city.
Still on the Russell family?
Yeah.
Right.
Of course, you know, back then, everybody knew everybody and so forth. And of course, Ben Russell, Mr. Ben Russell, was the man, you know. And of course, he was a financial wizard behind the whole thing.
Okay, Mr. Stevenson, I found that It's interesting that all your ancestors that are from this area are all, did you say they're all buried within about a mile of each other? Could you tell me a little bit about your ancestors and the roots that you come from?
Of course, I'll start off with the Gilliland Cemetery, which is...
Gilliland?
Gilliland.
Would you mind spelling that?
G-I-L-L-I-L-A-N-D.
Gilliland, okay.
And the oldest ancestor I got there is Mary Gilliland. Her husband is not buried there, and one of my four cousins says her husband left her and went to Texas and raised another family. That's what he says happened. And she had a son, Madison Gilliland, who married Mary Locke. And my great grandmother. They are my great great grandparents.
So this cemetery is named after this Gilligan?
After this Madison Gilliland. Yeah. It was on his place, of course. My cousin's on the place now, but it's there. And Madison and we married Mary Locke. Had a daughter named Sarah, and she was my great grandmother. She was my grandfather's mother, and that's all in the Gilliland Cemetery. Now in the By Cemetery, it's of course Ben Stevenson and his wife Nora, Ralph Stevenson, which is my mother. My father. Lizzie Stevenson is buried there in the By Cemetery. And that's on my daddy's side.
What's the name of the cemetery?
Bice.
Bice. Okay.
Bice Cemetery. Okay. Now then, on my granddaddy's wife, Nora's side, she was a fox. And her dad came down from North Carolina and was helping building the Central Georgia Railroad through that part of the country. And he met Georgia Brown, which lived there in Tallapoosa County. And they got married and had two children, Nora and Marvin. And Nora is my married Ben Stevenson, which is my granddaddy. And